$100 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Offers only good for the first 50 people that use my code SPEAGS. Don't forget to use my code SPEAGS. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. Local. Local lives here.
It's Happy Honda Days at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Don't miss the best time of the year to buy a new Honda with incredible pricing, finance, and lease programs. Get year-end clearance pricing on all remaining new and pre-owned Honda models. And qualified buyers can get 0.9% financing on select new Honda models. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience with our friendly, informative salespeople who will help you find the car you want at a price you can afford. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or at PauleyHonda.com. The savings are easy at Pauley Acura in Highland Park. Get exceptional pricing, lease, and finance programs, including 0.9% APR financing on most new Acuras. And the all-new 2015 Acura TLX sedan is here now and available with 1.9% APR financing. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience, outstanding customer service, and great prices every day at Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com with approved credit on select new models.
Welcome to Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery in downtown Chicago, where good times are always on tap. With over 35 HD TVs and over 50 craft and import beers, including Sam Adams on special, it's where you want to be for college hoops. Of course, there's the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, beautiful and ever so friendly, eager to put a smile on your face and an ice-cold beer in your hand. When you're in the mood for fine pub food and cold beers, get over to the Tilted Kilt downtown Chicago on Wabash Avenue.
From the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, it's 101, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves have only five regular season games left, including tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We're just a little over 2 hours away from the first pitch of the 2015 season for the White Sox as they take on the Royals in Kansas City. And Jeff Samardzija gets the opening day nod. As for the Cubs, it's game two tomorrow following last night's opening 3-0 loss. And is the case in a lot of instances, a lot of people already discouraged regarding the Northsiders. But Theo Epstein does his best Aaron Rodgers impression of relax.
People extrapolate these grand conclusions from one game. And I really enjoy game two on where you can get into a good rhythm. I mean, baseball. To me, one of the best parts about baseball is the rhythm of the game, the daily routine, knowing that there's a game tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And opening day doesn't feel like that. It feels more like a holiday, a celebration. So once we get past that, I like to see which fans are at game two. And, you know, you see a lot of familiar faces that you'll see 100-plus times at game two.
Meanwhile, in New York, it is game one for the Yankees, and Masahiro Tanaka's taking a beating already. Top of the third, Toronto beating up on the Yanks 5-0. Edwin Encarnacion, a two-run homer for the Jays. Russell Martin paying dividends quickly with a two-run single. Bottom three, Detroit leading Minnesota 3-0. J.D. Martinez and Alex Avila with home runs for the Tigers. In basketball here at the Advocate Center, the Bulls are on the practice floor, and we'll update the playing status of Derrick Rose afterwards. And in college hoops, it's the NCAA title game tonight. Should be a good one. Duke and Wisconsin. College hoops coverage on The Score brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is coming up this afternoon. The pregame starting at 2:35. The Sox taking on the Royals in the season opener. It's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Played on swings, made a fire, roasted some marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
It is. Thank you, David Schuster. Enjoy your day today. Everybody, enjoy your day. Ours is almost done. Mark Grody was on the show.
Company man.
Cubs pre and post. Standing by the seventh inning stretch in the face of a perfectly valid and useful idea whose time has come. Harry Carey singing the seventh inning stretch on a video board that you now have.
It'd be cool.
Yeah, it's called a video board, by the way, because I just heard...
Not a Jumbotron?
No. Video board. We'll go with video board. Ed Farmer of the White Sox broadcast crew joined the show today. They get rolling in about an hour and a half right here on The Score. And Chris Patola from the Golf Baggy Guys, CBS Sports College Basketball Human. Jay Zawoski, hell of a job today. Nick Shepkowski.
Nick.
Way to fight through.
He's a hockey player. He threw up in segment two, made it back for the sixth segment of the show, and plowed through.
And, you know, and it wasn't quite as much of a hockey player as the guy last night on the Blues who took out his own tooth and handed it to the trainer.
How about the guy who got the skate in the eye?
God.
The New York, was it the Rangers player or the Red Wings player?
Yeah.
I forget.
Did you see the guy in the Blues?
Yeah, the Blues brother took a tooth out.
Here, hold on. I'll get it.
It happened a couple weeks ago in a Hawks game. I can't remember which player it was or what team it was.
Yeah, it just happened.
Dude lost some teeth and he was gone for six minutes.
Yeah, pulled his teeth out and then they go and they come back.
They showed it after the break was over, the trainer walking on the ice in his gym shoes.
Pick his teeth up.
Grab those chiclets.
Toughness and craziness.
Wait, so Shep puked?
Shep.
Is it something contagious?
No, he did like Nate Robinson. He puked in a can.
Is he nervous on the show?
Went right back on.
I think it could be. I think it has more to do with the show than
show
anything.
Show nerves? Is that what it is?
Didn't like how the 10-15 segment was going. Well, let everybody know about it right away.
He had a spinach feta wrap. And, you know, that's what happened.
Might have been old.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what I was wondering.
Old feta.
Bad combination of...
Well, I hope it's not contagious. We don't need Tanny getting sick. We don't need the tan man puking all over the board.
Yeah, no, Jay Zawoski sent him home.
Yeah, he kicked him out, and then he goes over to the bean, takes a picture over there, and walks back and gets back in the...
I'm ready to go.
I feel better.
I went and said, I'm going to go take a breath, catch some fresh air, so took a lap around Millennium Park, realized why I never go to Millennium Park, and came back upstairs.
There it is.
Well, because you live here.
Simple as that.
That's
true.
Why you never go there.
No, and you shouldn't if you live there. If you live here, do not go to Millennium Park.
Well, I will say this about Millennium Park. There's, you know...
It's a lovely park.
There's some things to see.
Yeah, there's some days where you can walk around and enjoy the lights of Chicago.
But that's not why it's
there.
It's not a singles bar.
Of course that's not why it's there.
It's not officially listed as a singles bar. Well, there's a lot of things. That's not a bar.
Well, the biggest singles bar in the city last night, you couldn't use the restroom.
there was some restroom issues.
Hey, let me finish this real quick. Thank you to Brian Gertrude of the video stream. Does it well at watch670thescore.com. And thank you to David Schuster on the updates. Our intern is Matt Bray. This hour and this transition is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS.
And also, transition brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communication and Health. Masters in Health Communication Info Session is on April 14th. Yes,
sorry, speaks about that. I didn't mean to cut you off in your thank yous.
We wouldn't do that.
Just excited to chat with you fellas all this week.
It's good to see you, man.
It's good to be seen.
Maddie is here all this week. Bernstein, like you, Spiegels, officially went out of town just because you needed to. And
he got deported.
How was it, Spiegels? How was your Passover? How was your time with your buddies?
It was great. It's a very
good week.
It's the most spiritual thing I do, that Passover holiday every year. That's why I go out. What's that?
The only?
Or is there more spiritual stuff? I do a couple little things, but that's
bits
that's
and
a good
pieces.
One. Yeah. Passover's a good holiday.
The
a la carte
tray of religion.
It's exactly
what I mean?
Right. Judaism a la carte. You bet, man.
You got a book right there for you.
Hey, you know, it's all the personal relationships. You got to do it however it is you see best to do it.
Says a man who knows about the
absolutely
the religious relationships of his past. That's why you got to do it. But yeah, also just, you know, like El Matador Beach in Malibu, just climbing down. And then hanging out in this beautiful water and the sun and incredibly beautiful people, some of them wearing clothes.
Was it thousands of tanned men?
What's that?
Thousands of tanned men.
No, thousands of raging bulls.
lots of tanned men.
And Brooks just walking out, men, right? What do you think of that, there?
Yeah, a lot of tanned men, good-looking men.
Yeah, but good times. And Goff doesn't believe that I actually did not log onto Twitter or Facebook for 8 days.
Not at all.
I uninstalled them both from my phone.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
So you had to take that step, though, to uninstall them?
Oh, there's no way I would have been able to keep myself off on the phone.
So do you really get credit if you have to? Like,
yes.
No, you don't have
I
to
think
uninstall.
So.
I took steps.
Yeah, I think that's I knowing your steps. Personnel. I think that's knowing who you are.
And I use the laptop every once in a while, but I never
He knew he was going to, you know, drink a little bit this week, and that was, hang you know, he would have never peeps. Stayed away.
Yeah. His spirit got rejuvenated with his time away.
It is true.
That's good.
Got to do it every once in a while.
So are you less of a bad guy now?
No. Oh, hell no.
Oh, I doubt that.
Hell no.
No, I wouldn't put any money on that.
It was on display second segment today.
Oh, and Shep puked? Yeah.
No. It's something that you may have said.
Second hour when I said that, I asked Jason if he enjoyed the game from his Cavaliers yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Your
my Cavs against the Bulls. Yeah, this is that point in the season where you can't just be like, oh, it's a regular season game. Like, these are starting to mean something, especially when old Nico Mirotic, everyone's favorite rookie, is getting the wood laid to him. Yeah. Like, they put him through the ringer yesterday.
Did you hear what LeBron said? He was asked, why so physical? Because he had the flagrant and then the foul by Noah. And LeBron said, it's April.
Yep.
It's a playoff game.
Yep. You're getting ready to wrap it up now. That's why the probably man, the who cares, the who knows man, you get your ass back on this court, because Nico can show you that it ain't sweet when you go up against these guys. And Tom made a great point about, you know, the playoff structure being different, not only because you're seeing the same team and the scouting report, there's more emphasis on it, but the scheduling of it. You know, you don't have to worry about, all right, this team's been off for 2 days. I just come off a back-to-back.
It's you versus them.
And that's why coaches wet themselves sometimes in the playoffs, because it's no longer, okay, they played Orlando last night.
Well, that's like the Warriors losing to the Spurs. The Warriors have been playing about every other night, and I think they played the night before, so I give that no credence whatsoever.
That game insane, too. The stat I saw with that, the 32nd straight loss for Golden State at San Antonio.
32.